I have been teaching for a long time, and in doing so have acquired a body of knowledge about kids and learning that I really wish more people would understand about the potential of students. In 1931, my grandmother, bottom left for you guys over here, graduated from the eighth grade. She went to school to get the information because that's where the information lived. It was in the books, it was inside the teacher's head, and she needed to go there to get the information because that's how you learned. Fast forward a generation, this is the one-room schoolhouse, Oak Grove, where my father went to a one-room schoolhouse, and he again had to travel to the school to get the information from the teacher, store it in the only portable memory he has, which is inside his own head, and take it with him, because that is how information was being transported from teacher to student and then used in the world. When I was a kid, we had a set of encyclopedias at my house. It was purchased the year I was born, and it was extraordinary because I did not have to wait to go to the library to get to the information. The information was inside my house, and it was awesome. This was different than either generation had experienced before, and it changed the way I interacted with information, even at just a small level, but the information was closer to me. I could get access to it.